Well, folks, live in studio, up next, GMA winning recording artist, The Weebs. Two-time Covenant award-winning group based out of Stratford, Ontario. That's right, The Weebs are from the same town as The Biebs. Husband and wife duo Shane and Angela officially formed The Weebs in 07. Have a listen, folks. We'll be right back. Folks, The Weebs are here live in studio. Last time Shane was here, it was because he was so famous and popular because he was on television. What was the name of that? Family Feud? Was that what you were on?
I think that was it, yeah.
Was it Family? You were on Canadian Idol. What happened to that? Not enough ratings? Not enough?
Like my time there? The show?
No, the whole show. The show.
I have no idea. Maybe it was like a Seinfeld thing. Quit while you're ahead. Yeah. I don't know. They were making money, though, let me tell you.
But you weren't on the last one, were you? There were others after you.
In other words, we can't
blame the fact that Canadian Idol went down
because
of you.
I cannot take responsibility for that. I'm sorry.
All right. And now I'd like you to introduce your, as they say, better half. And in this case, it's so true.
Oh, man, yes.
Please, Shane Weeb, who is this person beside you?
This incredibly gorgeous woman beside me, which you can't see, unfortunately, because this is radio.
Yeah.
But this is Angela. This is Angela Weeb.
Angela, why?
Why?
Why did you say yes to a life with Shane?
I picked him.
Wow.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, she's an older woman.
Yeah, I'm 3 years older.
Are you?
Yeah, that's a true story.
So you're 27.
Absolutely. I'm 33,
well
actually.
Are you guys both from marijuana smoking province over there, British Columbia?
I'm from Biebs town.
So you went out there, got him, and drug him back, as they say in
exactly.
the South.
Exactly.
Do you miss British Columbia, Shane? Is that?
Oh yeah. I mean, the family.
Like, are you from? Oh, your family is from there. Everybody's mm-hmm. there.
Okay. But we spend so much time on the road. Sometimes it doesn't feel like we're even gone.
Your pupils are really dilated right now. Are you okay? Are you on cough syrup or something?
Well, there may be a lot of caffeine.
They're just huge.
In my blood right
you look
now.
Like an alien.
Thank you.
You're so sexy.
Thank you.
I don't know why I'm saying
in
this.
In a sexy alien sort of way. Yes.
Sexy
I get
alien
it.
Sort
Thank
of way.
You. Thank you.
You like Star Trek.
So. by the way, the website is theweebsmusic.com. That's W-I-E-B-E-S. And are you getting a lot of mileage out of being from the same town as the Biebs?
Well, we do have a slogan that we like to say. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't get the Biebs, but you got the Weebs.
Nice.
So,
right. And we're about 1/1000th as much.
So one,
you can,
yeah, maybe
you can book us.
Yeah. Stratford has got, of course, quite a history of talent that has come out. I forget the Justin thing, but of course, Shakespeare and theater and Allie Matthews mm-hmm. is from there as well, mm-hmm. And the list goes on. I think I just put Shakespeare and Allie Matthews in the same sentence.
She will like that. That's no problem.
Pretty much the same person.
That's great. All right, listen, when we have musical guests, there's no point in rambling on. Mm-hmm. Can you do a little a cappella, you know, a little something-something here for us? Just because I like the purity of your voices.
All right. Okay, well, let's heat this place up a bit.
Tell us about this song. Set it up for us, as they say.
All right, so this is When I Fall in Love. We actually haven't performed this song for years.
Huh. Are you still in the...
I don't know what just happened. My chair just broke. Ow!
What are you doing?
I don't know.
this is a complete comedy of errors okay. here. Shane
We're back.
Just collapsed.
Do you remember that time he fell off the stage?
Oh, my goodness.
Really? You fell off the stage?
Oh, yeah. Happened.
He wrapped himself in the mic cord.
Yeah, that's true. Down, flat, and face first. I mean, like, you know, it was a miracle. I felt like a Pentecostal in the moment because it was flat on the ground, nose into the ground, and I wasn't even bleeding when it was done.
Does any of this calamity that follows you, did any of this have anything to do with not winning Canadian Idol?
Oh, absolutely. Every day. I mean, it's really my identity. Normally I introduce myself as a former Canadian Idol
That's
competitor
right.
long before you even know my name.
Right.
That's just
yeah.
I can't stop talking about it.
Yeah.
when I want to get his attention, I say Shane Lee from Canadian Idol.
Then she's
then
got it.
Then he
right.
pays attention.
No,
yeah.
There you go.
All right, set this song up. What are you
okay.
doing?
Okay, so When I Fall in Love, we recorded this as a what are those? Is it called a send-away gift at our wedding?
Yes.
Send-away gift?
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Good.
Anyway, so everyone had a little CD of us, and this was one of the couple songs that we recorded for our wedding as a send-away present.
Beautiful. Live on the Drew Marshall Show, folks, The Weebs for our Valentine's Day special.
When I fall, is that right?
Yeah.
Is that
okay,
right?
Don't
when
look at
I her. Fall in love, it will be forever. Or I'll never fall in love in a restless world like this is. Love has ended before it's begun, and too many moonlight kisses seem to cool in the warmth of the sun.
When I give my heart, it will be completely. Or I'll never give my heart.
No, I'll never give my heart.
And the moment I can feel that, you feel that way too.
That you feel that way too.
Is when I fall in love with you.
Holy heart attack. That was phenomenal. Seriously, guys. Oh. I don't know how to say positive commenty kind of... Whoa, easy now. Easy.
I told you it was getting hot in here.
My goodness. I'm glad there's not a camera. That was beautiful. That was really, really, really... And I don't use the word beautiful a lot. Man, that was so beautiful.
Thanks, man.
You don't do that... You got to do that in every act, every show. Seriously. That was just tremendous. All right, we're going to play another track from your CD, just to give people a little taste of this music. Now, is this the hymn CD that
yeah,
is released?
Yeah, I think that's what you're listening
to.
So
tell us a little bit about this.
This is our most recent thing. See, I think I can speak for the both of us when I say...
yeah, you're loud.
Okay. Yeah. When I say okay. When people take these hymns and they turn them into like pop songs or rock songs, or the melody is totally unrecognizable, or I mean, they turn it into something they're not.
Right.
And I have nothing against that. If that's what you like to listen to, that's
awesome.
If that's
your thing.
If that's your thing. but what we wanted to do is we wanted to A, have our kids know what these songs actually used to sound like. And B, we wanted our grandma to be able to sing along, if that's what you wanted. People that love to harmonize along with CDs, we wanted them to be able to harmonize along without totally losing the train,
nice,
right?
Nice. So, well, we came into the start of this segment with track one from this. Give us another one. Which one are we going to do now? Just to give folks a little sample, a little listen to the Weebs and this latest CD of theirs.
Day by Day. I love Day by Day.
Track number
six. Sorry, yeah. You don't have it memorized
already?
I'm sorry.
Pardon me. My apologies. Folks, this is called Hymns Collection by the Weebs. Have a listen to some more from this dynamic couple. That was an absolutely perfect song for our Valentine's Day special. Have a listen, folks. The Weebs on The Drew Marshall Show. Again, I don't know how to say this without saying, because I know there's a lot of artists that have come through our show, and I was actually pointed this out by friends of mine. They said, you say nice stuff about everybody. Why don't you just be more Simon Cowell-ish? People say that to me.
Do people actually say that to me?
No, I'm just making things up. Okay. Folks, the Weebs are here in studio, GMA winning recording artist. By the way, congrats on the Covenant Award.
Thank you.
How many? Two, apparently, you've won.
Yes. Yeah, we've doubled our collection in the last year.
Speaking of doubling your collection, two kids.
Two kids.
Five and seven.
Joelle is the 7-year-old going on like 26. She's so responsible.
Good luck with that.
And all that. It's amazing.
Yep.
And then there's Josiah, who is 5. And, I mean, he's responsible in his own way, responsible for, you know, a lot.
Yeah, criminal activity. Yeah. We were going to name one of our children Josiah, my great-grandfather. That was his name, and I like it. I dig it. Do you have some guitar work in there? I'd like to actually hear what this sounds like in the microphone here.
Let's do this. It sounds gorgeous. This is Amazing Grace.
Really? And bring it up a bit, Tim. Bring it up. Bring my mic up.
Sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to feel, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear, the hour I first believed. Through many days toils and snares I have already come. 'Tis grace that taught me safe thus far, and grace will lead me
on the Drew Marshall Show, The Weebs, in living color. Guys, we pulled that off. That was very, very well done. Okay, so the fiddle, violin, the difference between is...
It's all in style.
How you play it?
Yeah.
So that is a violin played like a violin, no fiddle. Do you fiddle or do you violin?
Well, I wish I could fiddle. I really do. One of my favorite styles is bluegrass, which I can...
Oh, really?
Yeah. When I get to heaven, I'll play bluegrass. But.
I can never remember when I get to heaven, I'll play the bluegrass. Yeah. It's a good name for a song. The Gaithers would pick that up. I can never remember the name of the fiddle player that plays with Allie Matthews, but the guy's a freak show.
I should know his name. We know Rick Francis.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Rick's, their freak show's all over the place.
Yeah. In a good way, if you're listening.
Of course.
Love you, Rick.
So if I want people to follow you, to hire you for house concerts, to bring you to their churches, to buy the music and all that, just start selling yourself. Don't be shy Canadian guy.
the website is a good place to go for that. We're pretty active on Facebook, too. So we're on the road a lot. We were just out of the Maritimes last fall. We're going across Canada again this summer. We're heading to Europe in October. So, I mean, there's a lot going on. So we love it when you follow us on Facebook. And also, actually, we've just started up a really cool thing. I'm hoping you'll be a guest on our show. But we've just started something called The Living Room with the Weebs, which is us taking kind of our zaniness.
Can I bring my pipe?
Of course. What kind of pipe? Are we talking? Oh, we're talking about that kind of pipe.
Yeah.
I was hoping like Irish, you know, Highlands.
Well, I do have bagpipes.
Well,
Tim has bagpipes. By the way, can I just interrupt for a second? There's a great Facebook clip of Tim the Tool playing a grand set of pipes while skateboarding and then collapsing on the ground.
Are you kidding?
Wiping out.
Can you pull that up on the iPhone like now?
No, it's on our Facebook page. Okay, so the podcast thing, whatever you're doing.
Yeah, the Living Room with the Weebs, and that's also a Facebook page as well, or the YouTube channel is The Living Room Today. Again, all of that stuff is on our website.
And they can get this this CD, which is in my hands at this particular point in time. Again, hymns. Collection, the Hymns Collection by the Weebs.
Yeah, it took a long time and a lot of marketing dollars to come up with that name.
Yeah, it's like the Drew Marshall Show.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. You get it.
Can you tell us one concert that you know about that's in Ontario? Do you actually know dates or times?
Yeah, absolutely. We're doing a concert tomorrow in Elmira, actually. Oh, Elmira, Ontario. And then for a while we won't actually be in the area, but...
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so tomorrow in Elvira.
My heart's on fire. I can't believe you know that. That's great.
Ready? This is the best part. Giddy up, boom, ba, boom, ba, ba, mow, mow.
Giddy up,
boom, ba, boom, ba, ba, mow, mow.
Oh, my goodness. See, I had to go with a high tenor there.
Yeah, you really, I mean, that's your range.
It is, I know. I've finally embraced it. It took me 30 years to finally come to terms with the fact I would never sound like you.
This is going
to
sound weird, though, but when you land a woman like that, you can sing in any range you want to.
Must have gone right.
All right, folks, a special thanks to the Weebs for coming all the way in to the Drew Marshall Show. And, again, theweebsmusic.com is where you want to go to find out all things Weebish. Hey, folks, thanks for coming to Canada. And if you're a little slow, do me a favor, will you? Stay to the right. Thanks. Really, this is the song you're playing, Tim?
It was Dude Looks Like a Lady when we were driving in.
But this is Sappy Love Song Saturday. It's the Valentine. You got to have Peter Cetera. You have to have Peter Cetera.
Oh, yes.
Let's go out with a little Peter Cetera on the Valentine's Day special. Oh, don't forget about our dating game, folks. If you want to be a contestant, you got to be over 21, live in the GTA, and then submit all. Go to our website. Look it up. It's there. Okay? All the details. Send us an email. Mingle at drewmarshall.ca because it's sponsored by Christian Mingle. And we're going to have a lot of fun over the next 8 weeks with the dating game.
And the song says, "Old MacDonald had a farm." Hallelujah. E-I-E-I-O. And on his farm he had some pigs. E-I-E-I-O. Oh, with an onk onk here and an onk onk there. Onk here, onk here, everywhere, onk onk. Old MacDonald had a farm. E-I-E-I-O. And God, because we have pigs, there's chillings today on our tables, God. You're so mindful of your people. And we have chillings today, God. Hallelujah. And Louisiana hot sauce. You're mindful, God. You're mindful, God.